sex, drugs, and consenting adults continues. Here again, John Stossel.
Who owns your body? You or the state? I'd like to think that once I'm an adult, my body belongs to me. So I'm allowed to eat as much as I want to, dye my hair red, get a nose ring, whatever. It's my body, isn't it? Well, actually, no.
As we've seen, you're not free to put any intoxicant you want into your body.
Get down. I don't have anything.
Or sell your body.
So what's going on, Hank? Are you trying to help a girl out?
You can't bulk up using steroids. Some places you're not allowed to get a tattoo. The purpose of these bans is to protect us. But it's not clear that forbidding things always does that.
One, two, three.
Consider Janet Cheadle. Well, she looks healthy. Janet has a form of cancer that's likely to kill her before she becomes an adult. Her parents want to take her to this Texas clinic run by Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski. He has a treatment that might help her. It's now being studied by the Food and Drug Administration. But only the FDA gets to decide who can be treated. The agency turned Janet down. They say it's not safe if people pursue medical treatments the government hasn't sanctioned. Janet's father's angry about that.
My daughter has a terrible disease called neuroblastoma cancer. I know what the survival rates are, which is essentially zero, and I'm trying to do something that may save my daughter's life. We have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
But they won't let you.
They won't let me.
Janet, do you know what your father's talking about? Can you follow this? And your father wants to take you to this new doctor. You want to go?
When the government moved to put Brzezinski in jail and shut his clinic down 2 years ago, desperate patients and their families went to Congress to protest.
My son's last hope for life.
Marianne Cunari pleaded for her son, Dustin.
Without this treatment, my son will die.
After this testimony, her son was allowed to continue his treatment. He's now doing well.
Looks good.
That's what Lyle Cheadle hopes for Janet, if the FDA would just let go.
We're the government, we're here, we're just protecting you.
I'm going to tell you I don't need your protection, and you need to get out of my face. They're not protecting my daughter. What they're doing is tantamount to murder.
After this interview, the FDA said Janet will be allowed the treatment. But why did her parents have to beg? Why should thousands of others have to leave the country to try to save their lives? Which brings us to the biggest issue. If it's my body, do I have the right to end my life? Can I ask a doctor to help? Here in Olympia, Washington, Dale Gilsdorf is dying. He has lung and brain cancer.
Oh, this is our street track.
Divorced, he spends lots of time with his two daughters, Renee and Nicole. He's had a good life. He worked as a psychotherapist and climbed mountains. Now his wish is to die with dignity, at a time he chooses, with his daughters at his bedside.
I don't want my children to see me as this skeleton who vomits, doesn't know his full name, doesn't know them.
Your mother died that way.
My mother died that way. That's a very undignified way to live your last years.
Dale would like a doctor to help him control the manner of his death. But here, and in most states, that's illegal.
In this most important part of my life, which is my death, I'm alone. I don't even have trained people to help me. That's not right.
We're calling with Oregon's ballot measure 16 campaign.
If Dale lived in Oregon, however, he'd have another choice.
Voters in that state passed a controversial ballot initiative this week that allows doctors to help terminally ill patients who want to commit suicide.
Family physician Dr. Peter Goodwin helped draft the Oregon law.
Only in Oregon have we publicly acknowledged what people around this country believe, and that is that aiding dying is appropriate for some few terminally ill patients who want this, want it desperately.
Often it's older people who feel most strongly about having control at the end of their lives.
How old are you now?
My father's 92.
What if you got cancer or some disease and you were in pain? Would you want a doctor? Would you ever want to die?
I think I should have the privilege to demand it of my doctor to do something of the sort.
You should have the right to demand that he kill you?
That's right. I should have the right to demand it.
The law says no. Law says the doctor may not.
I think it still should be my decision what I want to do with my life. Not anybody else's, even if it's you.
I can't argue with that. But the law says no, and should say no, says lawyer Wesley Smith, a leader in the anti-euthanasia movement.
Isn't it my choice? It's my life.
Law is not about I, me, me. When we make public policy, it is about us, we, we. There are certain individual conducts that we have a right to stop. And I think having doctors help kill people is one of those.
I'm scared about the end of my life. What if I'm in terrible pain? I want to be able to end that pain.
We're all scared about the end of our lives. And what we need to have is to be ensured that our pain can be ended. But killing isn't ending pain. Killing is killing.